This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Winthrop baseball coach Mark DiGregorio. And Mark, welcome. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, you guys have got some games under your belt despite all of this miserable weather until today, I guess. But you're 2-1. And I guess if you could give me just a general overview on Winthrop baseball right now, what's happened, not as far as wins and losses, but we can go into the games in a moment, but what has happened on the field as far big picture wise, players and performances?
Yeah, so I feel like we're in a bit of a unique situation because I feel like we've played over double what everybody else has played so far because of the weather. So we do have three games under our belts, and some of the teams in our conference actually haven't even played a single game yet. We've kind of lucked out a little bit with that regard.
It's not because of the dome you have down in Winthrop, is it? That's not the reason.
Certainly not. And we've been on the road, so our first four games are scheduled to be on the road, so we actually travel again on Wednesday to Danvers. We've been lucky this year, I think, a little bit with that regard because we've been outside quite a bit to start the year. I don't like practicing in the gym. So even with the bad weather, we've kind of gone outside to bear the elements. So I think that's kind of prepared us for some of these games a little bit. But some of the things that I think we do well, and my philosophy is being very aggressive, as a smaller, community and, team compared to some of the teams that we have to play, like a Peabody, a Masco, a Beverly. We kind of have to teach the game a little different and do things differently on the field. So we like to be extra aggressive on the bases. The first three games, I think we're averaging about 7 to 8 steals a game. And it's just how we have to be able to move guys on. We're not a team that's going to go out there and hit lots of home runs or doubles, triples. We have to try to do things different and try to win through defense, pitching, and being aggressive on the bases. So that's kind of been my philosophy since taking over, and it's been pretty successful so far. Sometimes it can backfire, but for the most part, it's kind of how we approach the game.
No, absolutely. Let me just jump back. We'll take them kind of in reverse order, if you could. But your most recent win was over the weekend against Rockport. Tell us about that game.
Yeah, it was a very cold game, to be honest with you, under the lights. But I thought we handled it very well. We kind of got in some trouble early. We walked a lot of guys, kind of atypical from some of the guys that were pitching. But we went to one of our other starters late in the game, and Matthew Reardon, who really is a very good pitcher for us, even last year, too. He throws hard, throws strikes, and he kind of settled us down a little bit. We got a little bit of a hole going down 6-3 going into the sixth inning. Talked to our guys about being able to face adversity and kind of what type of team we wanted to be, if we were going to be a team that can produce with our backs against the wall. And we were able to get 2 runs across in the sixth and then tie the game in the seventh. And then we were able to execute a safety squeeze in the seventh to go up for good. I'm sorry, in the bottom of the eighth to go up for good from Jay Fortiatis, who put the bunt down perfectly so they could not throw the guy out at home. And then we were able to get a great pitching from Phil Boncori, who now has a save on the year and a win. So he's contributed big into our first two wins on the year so far.
All right, you mentioned playing big schools. Peabody, one of those schools, you lost to them, but you had a lead in that contest last week. So tell me about that one.
Yeah, that was a tough one. We kind of decided to look in the mirror a little bit after that game. We know Peabody's very good. Coach Betancourt is a great coach over there. He has that program very disciplined, and we knew they were going to hit. They returned a lot of their guys from last year, except for, I think, maybe the catcher. But we knew what type of team they were going to be going in. We jumped out to a really early lead, 5-1. 5-0, and then they slowly started to creep back into the game. We were up 6-3 at one point, and then the sixth and seventh inning, we just got tense. They hit the ball. We made some untimely errors. I felt as though we weren't playing and got away from our game plan. some of our guys who we've relied on the past couple of years to be kind of stalwarts defensively for us. Made some errors, and you know what? That happens. So I don't get mad about errors. It's just part of the game. So you can't get upset because they've won games for us defensively. So it's just one of those games where I felt as though we kind of got away from what we do. And then hats off to Peabody for coming back and kind of hitting their way back into the game. And they kind of put us on our heels, and that's kind of what we want to do to teams. Unfortunately, they did it to us, and they were able to retake the lead, and we weren't able to kind of battle back on that one.
You know, Mark, when you mentioned your team's errors, it reminds me that, you know, I've watched a lot of spring baseball over the years, not as much as you, I'm sure. But, you know, one of the things is the game is not the same game when it's 40 degrees out defensively or even offensively than it is, you know, when you're playing it, you know, like 60 degree weather.
Yeah, no, it's very different.
Yeah.
Our guys.
I'm not making excuses, no, or neither are you,
no,
but
we're not an excuse team. Like, I mean, I actually just wrote something up for the local paper about the game last night. For instance, the field that we played last night in Brockport, I don't know if you've ever seen that field, but the hill in right field is very difficult to deal with. And I thought our right fielder handled it very well. They hit a double last night that I think maybe on a typical field we could have, my center fielder could have made the play on. But again, it is what it is. You have to deal with the elements, you know, and yes, we made errors, but again, at the same time, we have to be able to adjust because the other team has to too, you know, and it's the same thing. If whether it's 70 degrees or 30 degrees, you have to be able to execute. And if you can't execute, it's going to come back to bite you, you know, and it is a little bit of a different game, but at the same time, we can't make the excuses because the other team's bearing the same elements we are.
No, exactly. Yeah. So now let me just jump back to your opening game, the 8-6 win over Cardinal Spelman, non-league opponent.
Yeah. So it was a very strange game. It was up and down consistently. Every time I thought we were going to pull away, they came back. And again, hats off to them because they never caved. They kept putting the ball in play. I would say 90% of their hits, they hit opposite fields. They were a little bit behind some of our pitching because we threw a guy who threw really hard. And then we kind of were able to settle down a little bit by bringing in Jay Fortiatis, who has been a big pitcher for us since freshman year. He's a guy who doesn't throw very hard, but he throws strikes. He mixes it up well. Teams have a very difficult time with him. And it was able to kind of settle us into the game a little bit. But again, it was one of those things where no matter how many times they came back, our guys decided to continue to push through, score runs, steal bases, move guys around. We kind of stuck to our game plan offensively, and it really worked out for us.
Well, again, your next game against a historically outstanding baseball program on the North Shore at Danvers on Wednesday, as you noted earlier in the interview. So let me ask you a league question here. What teams do you see as top teams in the NEC? And there are, you know, because a lot of teams, like you mentioned Peabody, there's a team that didn't have a great year last year, but definitely looking to do far better here this year.
Yeah, I mean, I anticipate Peabody having a very good year this year. I mean, I think they were really young last year. They graduated a bunch the year before, but they return a lot. So those guys kind of got the experience, and sometimes that's all you need. You kind of face the adversity, and once you faced it, now you know exactly what to expect. Going back to a team like Salem 2 years ago, they were 1-19. And then last year they won the conference because they returned their entire team and they knew exactly what to expect. I see Salem as a good team again this year. They have a new coach, but they returned two really good pitchers in Rocco Ryan and the kid Fennerty. Beverly's notoriously very good. Masco's very well coached by TJ Burrell, and they're very good. Marblehead's also very well coached. I mean, it's a very hard conference. It's you don't know who's going to come out on top on a given year because there's so many good teams. You know, it's very different. And we talk a little bit about how we're the only Division IV team in the NEC. So we constantly are going to be considered the underdogs, I guess, is the best way to put it. But again, I don't make excuses. We want to try to compete in every game, and I don't care who we're playing. We want to compete and try to find a way to win. But again, those teams are very, very good. So to try to like pick a single team is tough, because any given year it could be a Beverly, a Masco, a Peabody, a Salem. I mean, they're all very, very good teams.
No, actually fantastic information there. Well, Mark, I want you to take the final closing time and take us, you know, there's no time limit here, but you mentioned a few names of a few players, but you know, when you're thinking about top pitchers on your team, top defensive players, top hitters, who you rely on, base stealers and so on, maybe give us an overview by dropping some of the names on your current 2024 Winthrop team.
Yeah, so we have four seniors. We have one senior who's been basically starting since he was a freshman. He came up late in the year as a freshman and kind of took an outfield position. His name's Peter Silverman. He's also a phenomenal hockey player. I believe he was the MVP of the NEC this year. He's my shortstop. He's an outfielder by trade, but out of necessity, when we graduated our shortstop 2 years ago, I put him there just because I knew he was an athlete and he was going to be able to get the job done. We rely very heavily on him. He's been our leadoff hitter. He steals a ton of bases. I believe he's already got six or seven through the first couple games, and he gets on base a ton. Michael Donahue, a junior, who we rely a lot on. He's a center fielder, excellent athlete, probably one of the best athletes on the team, gets on base a ton. Defensively, he's great out in the outfield. We have some really good seniors, and Billy Hayes and Evan Rockefeller. Those two have been really good for us. We also have Matthew Reardon, who kind of, I think, is going to probably spearhead the pitching rotation this year. He's someone who's worked really hard at it. He attended some pitching camps over the winter, and he looked really good through the first two games, throwing strikes, throwing hard. And again, we're a team that has to have contributions from 1 to 9. We're not going to be able to rely on one guy to win games for us. But we have a lot of guys that I can name that contribute and have contributed. I mean, we have a catcher who's a junior, who's a lefty catcher, which is very unique for a high school team. But he's been great back there. I mean, he's a good framer. He blocks everything. And he's just a very, very tough kid. So it is a little bit unique, and I don't know if any other teams that I have faced over the past couple of years have had a lefty catcher, but at the end of the day, if he can do everything we've asked, then I don't care if he's a righty, a lefty, can use both hands. It doesn't matter to me as long as he does what we ask him.
All right. Mark, great stuff. And what's his name, by the way, Mark?
Phil Boncori.
Okay, perfect. All right, good. Is he a hockey player too or not?
He is, yeah. I mean, basically our whole team is hockey players for the most part. It's we're a small town in Winthrop, and it's all three-sport athletes. We don't really have anybody who plays baseball and only baseball, you know?
So oh, no.
We rely on athletes, you know?
No, I get it. That's the way it is. Well, Mark, thanks so much for your time and your early success here in 2024, and hopefully we'll talk again soon, and best of luck the rest of the way.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Bill.
Yep, Mark DeGregorio, baseball coach, Winthrop High School, here on MSO Newsports.com.